A referendum in this term of parliament for Indigenous recognition in the Constitution is what's been put on the table by the Morrison government and backed up by the opposition. Plenty of goodwill to go around, but will politics again derail this vital step for First Australians? Mark Kenny is a columnist and senior fellow at the Australian Studies Institute at the ANU. Mark, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning,
Fran. Welcome back to breakfast. The Indigenous Affairs Minister, Ken Wyatt, says he's going to take a pragmatic approach to a referendum, Mark. Does he have any other option, really, given the noises that are already coming from the coalition backbench, concerns expressed by conservatives like Amanda Stoker and James Patterson, who are concerned about special powers being written into the Constitution for one specific group of Australians? This consensus is going to be difficult to achieve, isn't it?
Yes, it is going to be quite difficult to achieve, but you're right, there is a whole lot of goodwill around this. There was certainly a lot of goodwill in the room yesterday at the National Press Club when Ken Wyatt, the first Indigenous MP to hold an Indigenous cabinet minister and first person of Aboriginal origin to hold the Indigenous Australians portfolio. So he is proceeding with this with a degree of purpose, but also with a great degree of caution, as you say, and that is because, as we know, the history of referendums in this country is very checkered. I think something like 40 attempts to change the Constitution, only about 8 of those successful. And although, you know, as he points out, the 1967 referendum dealing with putting Aboriginal people on the census and so forth was, the high watermark of those changes. So, you know, there's reason to be confident about this. There's reason to feel that there is a lot of sentiment, a lot of support across the Australian community, but there is nonetheless less resistance inside the coalition itself. We know what happened in 2017 when the Uluru Statement from the Heart proposal came forward and the Turnbull government dismissed it rather quickly, saying it was going to be this third chamber of of Parliament and so forth. So it's really a fraught area. And as you say, Fran, there are already signs that there are people inside the coalition who are expressing concerns. So I think Ken Wyatt is wanting to not essentially engender opposition too early in the process.
The opposition seems to be to that the central element of the Uluru Statement of the Heart's call for a voice to Parliament. It was dismissed by Malcolm Turnbull and Scott Morrison as a third chamber, which would be unworkable. Scott Morrison said that on this program when he was elected leader. But he has obviously given Ken Wyatt authority to go out and work on a referendum for a constitutional recognition with some kind of voice mechanism in it. What does this tell us anything about what the PM might want to achieve here with his, shall we say, enhanced authority?
Well, Ken Wyatt said yesterday that even when he was talking about the difference between now and 2017, when that original proposal was dismissed, he said that things have moved on and people have moved on. Perhaps he was reflecting on the Prime Minister's personal views. I guess we'll find out about that. You'd have to say the atmospherics suggest that things have changed, even in the coalition and certainly from the Prime Minister. I think that is an encouraging sign. The whole appointment of Ken Wyatt, and Ken Wyatt told a very touching story yesterday about the conversation he had when he got that call and got that appointment. There is, I think, some reason for hope here. I mean, if there is to be this change, I think the preconditions are really very good right now, because it probably does need a Conservative government to drive this forward with the support of a Labor opposition. I think if this push was coming from the left, as it were, you know, from a Labor government, we would be more likely to see more kind of, you know, tribal opposition from the Conservative side of politics. So, there's reason to be confident here, but also to be very, very cautious. And I think that's what's coming through in the way Ken Wyatt is speaking. He's, for example, the Uluru Statement from the Heart, the central point of it really was that this voice be enshrined in the Constitution.
Yep.
And that's something that Ken Wyatt is equivocating about. He's saying the actual voice itself, however that, whatever form that takes, that may or may not be in the Constitution, even if recognition is. And that's going to be a subject, I think, of some concern to people who are pushing for change.
Mark, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure, Fran.
Mark Kenny, columnist and senior fellow at the Australian Studies Institute at the ANU. You're listening to Breakfast. It's 8:10.